97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're happy you're with us on this Friday morning. Still plenty to get to here. We're going to talk to County Councilman Joe Brazel coming up shortly in the next segment about what's going on in St. Charles County with these flock cameras. That's come to light because of the situation involving an employee of the police department who was accused of and ended up resigning over abuse of that flock system, tracking people they shouldn't have been tracking. So we got that coming up for you still, and we're going to talk a little bit more about AlphaGal and ticks before this hour is up. How about that? That's an hour for you. But right now, we're honored to have former Congressman and Fox News host Trey Gowdy back on the show with a host of Sunday Night in America. And Mr. Gowdy, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. With everything that's going on around the country, clearly you're keeping yourself busy writing books.
Well, I try to keep one eye on the news and one eye on sports, and then, yeah, right. So I guess that means I got three eyes. But, yes, I'm trying to do it all, but I do love to write. Actually, it's probably my favorite thing to do.
Kind of cathartic, right? To get you, and this kind of gets you away from the reality of it. What was it that led you into the thriller realm? Was it all those years of intrigue working in the halls of Congress?
Well, I was a prosecutor for almost 16 years before I ever went to Congress.
Right.
And that, truth be told, is the job that I would prefer that people remember. Like, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to remember me, period. But when they come through the receiving line before they ask my wife out on a date, I hope they say, you know, he was a pretty good prosecutor.
That's good. So I think we had you on when you had your first book out. This is a sequel. Is that correct?
It is both a sequel, but even if you didn't read the first book, you can pick this one up. It's a standalone, but some of the characters are the same.
The Sound of Regret. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, in the first book you referenced, The Color of Death, that kind of explores the real relationship between prosecutors and crime victims. I mean, it's the best prosecutors put themselves in the stead of the victims. It's really hard to do when the victim's dead. It takes a toll on you, actually. This one explores witnesses. I was talking to actually Tim Scott, one of my senators, last night about the choices that we give people in the criminal justice system. So imagine you're a 17-year-old young man, you made a terrible mistake selling drugs, and the prosecutor walks in and says, you can spend 2 decades in prison, or you can become a rat. You can become a witness for me. Put on a wire, go work for me. Sometimes they choose that, and they wind up dead. So the regret and the sound of regret, and I've actually had it happen in real life, is going to tell the parents of a young man who trusted you that their child was killed.
Oh, wow.
Because they were helping the government.
Wow. Well, I'm just curious then, given your legal background, have you been following this whole Lindsey Clancy case? Because
yesterday
I watched all these videos of, I don't know how many, 200 or some odd moms who were out there wearing pink shirts saying they support Lindsey. And it's so contentious because people were talking about, you know, postpartum depression, but then where do we draw the line on how much, you know, sympathy you have for her? It's very interesting.
Yeah, I had moms whose daughters were killed by their boyfriends that came to me and asked me to let them not plead to murder. I don't understand that level of compassion or empathy or sympathy, or maybe even a more pejorative word. My sympathy is with the three kids who never had a chance to even experience their 10th birthday. I can tell you, I've had folks killed by every manner of killing you can conjure. To strangle someone requires time, effort, and commitment. And the fact that you didn't ask for Joan of Arc when you woke up, you asked for your lawyer, tells me, look, I'm not minimizing postpartum depression. I mean, it really happens. But how many of those women go on to kill their children?
Mm-hmm.
Leave the daggum house. Leave. Go somewhere else. But why do you have to kill the kids?
Yeah. You know, I heard Drew is it Pinsky? Is that his name? Dr. Drew?
I'm not sure.
Who was on Fox the other night talking about the multitude of medicines that she was on. And I think it was Hannity who said, how does that happen in America that somebody could be on all these different medicines that somehow conflict with each other? And he's like, well, you know, unless you're going to one doctor, she could have been doctor shopping. I mean, we don't know quite what was going on there, but clearly she wasn't getting the care she needed.
Yeah, well, that's when you call the pharmacist to see whether or not she is doctor shopping, because the pharmacist would say, look, you really shouldn't be taking this cocktail. I think when they did call the healthcare experts, they said she never expressed any reservations about the drugs that she was on, and they specifically asked about suicidal or homicidal ideation, and she denied it. I mean, people who are psychotic, do they really tell their husband, hey, go run an errand while I take the time to strangle our three children? Maybe she does need to be in a mental hospital. That's for the jury to decide. But if she's trying to get off, if she's trying to be found not guilty by reason of insanity, I mean, do any of your listeners want her to be their next door neighbor? I don't.
No, I think that's a fair question. We're talking to Trey Gowdy, the host of Sunday Night in America. He's got a new book out called The Sound of Regret. It is a sequel, as he said there a minute ago. I think since we talked last time, first of all, let me give you my condolences on the loss of your friend Lindsey Graham.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you remember this or not. When I had you on the last time, I told you the story that Lindsey asked my wife out one time. Years ago, we worked.
Yes, I do remember that.
Remember that?
Your wife made a really, really good decision. She said no.
I remember you saying that at the time, yes. And I appreciate that. But you know, we had a relationship with him. Obviously, we knew him as well, and it was a great loss to the country and the state of South Carolina. Can I get your comments on the race now? Because I saw where the president is coming to South Carolina today, I think. To campaign for Darlene Graham, and she's been taking a lot of heat. I think she's up against Ralph Norman, another congressman from down there. She's been taking a little bit of heat for her debate performance and some other questions about her experience. What's your take on all that?
I would bifurcate those two, and I talk to Darlene almost every day. Darlene would be the first to tell you she did not handle that question well. And I would be the first to say everyone who speaks for a living makes a mistake. Mm-hmm. From Sophocles to Pericles to Ronald Reagan. So the experience thing I find interesting, because I can count a handful of male senators who started political service in the Senate. And I don't remember a single person commenting on their lack of experience. Donald Trump had no political experience. Dwight David Eisenhower had no political experience. It used to be that we actually wanted people with a fresh set of eyes. Ralph has been in office for 20-something years and has run for two different offices just this year. For a guy that supports term limits, you got to help me understand that. So I think what Darlene's done in 20 days, burying a brother, no interest in politics, to being the lead vote-getter coming out of the first primary, I'm not, Taiwan is our friend, period. China is not, period. But I don't like judging people based on their worst moment or their best moment. I like to take the full body of evidence.
Interesting. Yeah, good, an interesting take on that. I'd not heard it from that perspective. Trey Gowdy, listen, best of luck with the book, the Sound of Regret, and hope we can get you on again soon.
I'd love that. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. Nice talking to you again. Former Congressman Trey Gowdy, former prosecutor Trey Gowdy, because he says that's how he'd like to be remembered.
He had done a lot of things, worn a lot of hats, for sure.
Yeah, and clearly is in the Darlene Graham camp there
in
South Carolina. It's pretty split. I'm anxious to see what happens next week. The president's got a lot on the line, and they need more people like Trey out there defending her.
Yeah, I think
he did a good job defending her there.
Did.
Now it's up to the people of South Carolina to decide if that's the person they want representing them in the Senate.
The challenge, though, is he's saying you don't want to take someone at their worst moment or their best moment. You kind of want to average it out. But the problem is there's only a select number of times we're going to get a chance to hear her stance on policies and things like that. So unfortunately, there's not really time for that. I mean, we have to take her for her word at this point when it comes to foreign policy and some of these key issues, because she'd be a U.S. senator. This isn't some small, being a state lawmaker is still a very big deal. But I just mean, this is federal. This is a big deal.
I don't know either of them. Tara Servatius is a well-known talk show host down in Greenville, South Carolina. In fact, she hosts at one of our sister stations down there. I've had a chance to meet her a couple times. She's all in for Ralph Norman. I've been watching her on X as the more conservative of the two choices. So we'll see how South Carolina goes. That's an interesting discussion there. All right, coming up, we will get to our Queen of Hearts drawing, and we'll talk to County Councilman Joe Brazel about that whole mess with flock cameras in St. Charles County.
Get more at 971talk.com.